Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Because pubs around the country have been closed, as you well know, for over 15 months, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. On Monday, pubs can open for outdoor service, and in July, pubs will be permitted to open for indoor service. Reporter Katie Flannery went along to Chach O'Hora in Kiltimach in County Mayo, and spoke to pub owner Marty O'Hora, pub goer Paddy Kenny, and musician Ollie Burke to find out what they have missed most about the pub over the last year. You'll enjoy this.
My name is Marty O'Hora. I have a bar in Kiltimach called Chach O'Hora.
I'm Paddy Kenny. You're here as well.
Paddy Kenny from Kulshebo. I live by myself. I've been a customer of this house for over 50 years. And had more fun and games in here. I'm heartbroken that it's closed at the moment. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the family for a number of years.
Dad and Mam both opened up this bar back in 67. And we lived down in Mahola at that stage, and we still do. We commuted in and out all of the time to it. So even though we're 54 years, we're still regarded as blow-ins to Kiltimach. And we saw a lot of changes down through the years, and, you know, recessions and bank strikes, all that type of thing that affected business, but nothing to compare what we were going through at the moment.
Something you said there, Marty, reminded me of it. When I was a lad out in Kulshebo, there was a fella lived next door to us. I'd have been about 6 or 7 years old. He lived in a thatched house. He never got the electricity in. He stayed in mind and his mother. He had a wife and a child in England, but he stayed until his mother died. And then he just closed the door and left it. I went up and I sat in the chair when the fire was gone out. And I was crying when I went home. And mother asked me why. And I said, the house is empty. And I get the same feeling when I pass here now. And it's closed. So that's the mental side of things.
I suppose you would be meeting up with the usual suspects. I'm sure you miss them.
Of course I do, because, well, I live alone, and there would have been days when, pre-COVID, when I'd be there in the house, I'd have everything done. You wouldn't think I need a pint. You'd be thinking, the crack. You know, I mean, it's a great old Irish word, the crack. And that's what you came in for, like. But,
How are you, Ollie?
How are you?
How are you? It's great to see you.
Kirko, you not Ollie? What are you up to?
Fuck.
All right, Martin.
Make sure I was a grohier, Sinead.
Oh, well, now I can smile, I guess, a gold smile of flesh. It's not the same, Marty, drinking at home.
No, it is not. Thomas Jagiri, Anna Chittum.
Well, Paul. What would it
be? My name is Ollie Burke. I'm a local musician here. I've been an odd song in the pubs here when I'm allowed.
For
about 35 years or a little bit more. That's my claim to fame. Dubious claim to fame, yeah. Since March, of course, last year, everything has come to a standstill. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting a chance to play a few tunes again sometime.
Yeah, well, I know, like, you'd have neighbours as well, and even friends who'd be here in the bar, and, you know, they might be on their own and they might be older, and they might feel very lonely without having the social aspects of it. Would you know anyone like that?
Yeah, every time I look in the mirror. Smart arse.
I know him. I have a customer coming in here to me, and I remember on a November's evening he walked in here into the bar to me, and I was sitting up at the end of the counter on my own, and I said hello, and I said, how are you doing? I'm all right. I said, any news? I said, where would I get news? He said, the last one I spoke to was when I said goodnight to you last night. And, like, this was kind of at 10 o'clock at night, you know. So this man is a bachelor, you know, living on his own. And he said, no one calls in to us at all anymore. So he said he finds it very lonely and that type of thing. But his social outing is to come in to me. He gets a pint again or something. He gets his 20 cigarettes and he has a cup of tea. And he goes home because he won't have the second pint, because he's afraid of meeting with the Gardaí on the way home. So he's been very responsible about it, but he uses the excuse of going to the bar, because there'll be at least me here if he doesn't meet with other customers when he comes in.
Actually, I know there's one lady comes in here to the session, and she's not much good to Marty, as it happens, because she doesn't drink at all. But she absolutely loves the music, and she'd be religiously here on the Friday night just for the music. Like, the Irish people, the music is in our souls. Like, that's it. You know, they say all our songs are sad songs, you know. And
he was an English poet, I think. He said, the great gales of Ireland are the men that God made mad, for all their wars are merry and all their songs are sad.
Well, as you can see from three fellas and one lady joining us, that's the bit of fun that we've had. So this is kind of what we have missed in the pub. Hopefully scenes like this will be replicated when we all reopen and all get back to normal again.
Well, thank you very much. And I think Ollie's going to
I'll have a pint coffee and two sandwiches there. I felt like I was in a session there in a pub in Chaco Hora. Well done. That was Ollie Burke ending that report from Katie Flannery, recorded, of course, in a very socially distanced way. Now, did you miss the pub? Did you miss the pub after hearing that?